Good evening from wherever you are, and I'm going to invite you to make yourself as comfortable as you can be. I'm guessing you're all in the comfort of your home, which is already a very nice place to be. Probably feel safe, and you might even be in bed right now, just making sure that you're warm enough. Perhaps even dimming the light. And let's take a few deep breaths in and out. It might be that you're breathing through the nose and soften around the abdomen or the whole body, and then exhale through the mouth. Perhaps even with a deep sigh or a sound of release, where on each exhale, you can start to now feel clearly the weight of the body releasing into its support. A deep breath in and out through the nose or through the mouth, perhaps, and just allowing yourself to release, to let go, to do nothing. Softening the eyelids, perhaps, or even closing the eyes, if that's comfortable for you. You can choose to keep the eyes open, that's all okay. Let's be as inclusive as we can this evening, so that we welcome everything that is going to be part of that experience. Whether it's sounds or noise that you can hear, whether it's thoughts that might come into that practice, can you welcome them, invite them to be with you? It could be some sensations or emotions. It could be anything, and it is all going to be part of that experience. So let's just be inclusive, preparing that space for yourself where nothing and no one can disturb your peacefulness. And as you've taken this deep breath, as you've closed the eyes perhaps, and as you've made yourself so comfy, and remember as well that there's no right and there's no wrong. You might fall asleep, and that's okay. You might even want to leave that experience or that practice, and that's okay as well. Just and know that it's an effortless practice. All the effort has been made for you to be here, and now there's really nothing you need to achieve. And most importantly, there is no one to please. It's a time, it's a moment just for you. And as you bring your attention towards your breath, it's a soft attention. So you're still aware of the sounds around. You're still aware of the space around you. You're aware of the body and the posture the body is in. But as you slowly bring your attention onto your breath, to simply feel and sense the air coming in out, It might be that your attention is around the nostrils. Then perhaps you can feel how the air might be drier or cooler as you breathe in, and slightly warmer, more humid as you breathe out. It might be that you hear the sound of your own breath as it goes in and as it goes out. So perhaps a very subtle sound, a melody. It might be that you can feel the air, the flow of the air in the back of the throat, then slowly going into the lungs, and feeling and sensing the movement in the body, although you stay still. A sense of expansion and contraction. A sense of unfolding and folding. Perhaps rising and falling. They're starting to sense that movement of coming in and going out, up and down. And at any time that the mind wanders off, just simply notice where it went and then bring your attention back to the breath, to the sensation of the air coming in and the air going out. And perhaps you're already noticing a sense of release or relaxation washing through the whole of your body. Maybe already sensing how the face released or relaxed might be around the eyes. A softening around the outer edge of the eyes. And perhaps even that space between the eyebrows, softening, opening. Might even be aware of the weight of your cheeks as they're so relaxed. They have nothing to do. A sense of full relaxation in the mouth. Sense of relaxation in the tongue. Maybe in the tip of the tongue or sides of the tongue. Might even be that the tongue rest on top of the palate. Feeling a sense of relaxation into the jaw. Just the whole face has nothing to do. It's fully relaxed. And then as you can feel that sense of relaxation washing through into both of their shoulders, and in that space between the shoulder blades and in the whole back, the upper back, that is moved down towards the middle back and the lower back just as if two hands were gently massaging around the back to release and let go of all the tensions. Feel that sense of softening into the whole back, from the shoulders, all along the spine and around, and into the buttocks. And still feeling that sense of softening and releasing and relaxation into the back of the legs, back of the knees, even the calf muscles, and around the heels and the sole of your feet, sole of the feet, and all into the toes. A sense of awareness and relaxation in all of the toes. And then you can feel that warm sense of relaxation moving along the shin bones into the knees, the kneecaps, perhaps even feeling like in circles, going into circles around the knees, just to gently massage and release the knees. And as this warmth sensation move up into the thighs and on the top of the thighs, in the hips, and washing into the pelvic area, into the abdomen, and right behind the wall of the abdomen, just a sense of all the vital organs perhaps starting to soften or even feeling heavier in a sense that they're release and relax. Then slowly that warmth of relaxation is moving up towards the ribs and the sternum, as you can gently feel that rise and falling around the chest, as you can notice now how the breath is complete ease and allow the body to move with complete ease. And as you go into the throat and towards the back of the neck, perhaps even feeling that space between the back of the neck and its support. And you might even notice how that small gap become even smaller just because your neck relaxes. And then feeling the back of the hair, both ears, towards the crown of the head. So that your whole body now, your whole body is in a state of full relaxation. There is no more tension. It has nothing to do but simply being held by a very, very soft support that's underneath it. And that feels really comfortable. That even feels very safe. And now I'd like to take you to a holiday. Not just a peaceful place, but a real holiday where you know that when you go there, you have enough time to fully relax, to pose, to do nothing, and to fully recharge. So where is it that you would like to go, as in your favorite holiday right now? And it could be a destination where you've been already, I could also be a destination or a place where you would love to go. And now is the chance to go. So either visualizing, or if you cannot visualize, just bring to your mind a place where you'd like to go right now, and the place where you are going right now. And in that place, it could be the temperature you'd like it to be, but let's make it bright today. It's a sunny day, but it's at the right temperature. It's just before the sun has reached its zenith. So it's not too bright, is there? It's just perfect so that you can really see all the colors and all the details. And it is just the perfect temperature for you. Where is it? And which setting are you right now? That's the right temperature. It's sunny. That'd be a very, very blue sky. I would really like blue sky. It's clarity of mind. It brings peacefulness and even happiness. There might even be birds around, butterflies. Might even be a slight breeze. I don't know, where are you right now? What are the sounds around you in that place? What are the smells as well? What does it smell of? If it's by the sea, you might be able to smell the salt in the air, or perhaps the warmth of the sand, or the freshness if you're in the mountain. What does that smell of? And you've arrived in that place. You're there right now. Can you see yourself? And what is it that you're wearing? What is it that you're wearing that you feel so comfy, so at ease? And it's already been a few days since you've been in that place, so you've already took that 2 or 3 days to really settle down or land, and you can feel it in your whole body, this sense of relaxation and finally being on holiday, finally taking that time for yourself to be in the place where you really, really want to be. So you're feeling really comfortable and really enjoying that place right now. Who are you with? Is there any friends or people with you in that place? What is it that you are doing? You're just picking one really, really enjoyable moment as you're on your holiday. What would that be? What is it that you'll be doing? As you're in your holiday place right now, it's already been a few days you've been there. You've managed to let go of all the thoughts or the deadlines or anything that you had with you before you arrived in that place. And now you're fully relaxed. you had a few good nights, really, really good sleep. So you not just relaxed, but you feel very fresh and really energized. So you're actually full of curiosity, of creativity, and that really makes you want to do perhaps new things or explore new things. Again, what would that be? And that could be trying a new sport or trying to do nothing. That can be trying to do nothing. I could also be trying to reach out for someone, perhaps. And then as you are in your place right now on holiday, the sun is set, so you've actually enjoyed the sunset and all its palette of colors. But the sun is set now. It's still the right temperature. It's still the right place where you want to be. But now as you look up, because it's becoming really, really dark really quickly, it's still very, very pleasant. There is some light because the moon is right there as you look up towards the sky. And you can also see lots of stars. You know, it's a place where it's so clear. It's a very clear night. And now you can enjoy watching all the stars. And the moon is right there as well. It's not too bright because you can still see the stars very clearly. And that, again, gives you so much energy. So much peacefulness. Just perhaps lying down or sitting or standing. As you look up to the sky and just enjoying those little dots, twinkle little stars. You might even spot a plane perhaps in those red lights and follow it for a little bit. But then you also just allow the gaze, your gaze, to be wide open and take in all those little twinkle light. And just enjoying the night where you are right now. And the silence of the sounds of that night. And then before you leave that place, is there a souvenir you'd like to take from that place? And if so, what would that be? That could be anything. It could be an object, or it could be a sound, it could be a shape, or even a taste. But what would that be that you'd like to take as a memory of that holiday you just had? And once you have your little present from that holiday, your memory, just slowly leaving that place. You've been there for so long now, you're just ready to go back. But you also know that anytime you want to take a little break, you can go on that holiday. Just bringing your attention into the rhythm of your own breath and allow yourself to be rocked back and forth by the breath as it comes in and as it goes out, in and out, in and out. Just like if someone was whispering a gentle melody or song to you. Letting yourself being rocked back and forth by the air coming in and going out. And very, very slowly and in your own time, you're going to allow all of your senses to come back to your surroundings, listening to the sounds around you, all the sounds. Being aware of the points of contact between the body and its support. Perhaps even a sense of heaviness as the body is so relaxed, but also a sense of lightness as it is so relaxed. A sense of smell. Even taste in the mouth or with the whole body. Being aware of the room you're in and the space around you. And perhaps slowly inviting deeper breath in and deeper breath out. This feeling as well, the stretch coming from within as you breathe in deeper and breathe out longer. And in your own time, you can choose to stay in this mindset and gently turn your computer off with the mobile and just go to sleep. Or you can choose to slowly bring some movement into your body. Maybe that you turn your head towards one side or the other one, wiggling the fingers, perhaps, or the toes. Just bringing some movement back into the body. And perhaps giving a deep stretch out. So that slowly, slowly you can come out of your practice for this evening. And maybe coming back into a sitting position. Or perhaps staying lying down, that's okay as well. But whatever you choose to do, maybe take a moment to thank yourself for taking that time. And perhaps you may want to send that practice to other people who may benefit from it. And that could be the right time to think of that person or those people right now. And in your own time, you can choose to rub your hands together. That'd be a nice way to close a practice. Sense of touch, bringing some warmth, good energy into the palm of the hands. And then bring the palm of the hands onto your face. Again, just taking a moment to feel the face, perhaps, or around the neck and the shoulders. And in your own time, you can choose to open the eyes again as this practice is now finished.